and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Cal, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And we'd like to welcome back a frequent guest here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio, Floyd Teeter. Floyd is Senior Director, Technical Solutions, and a member of the HCM Cloud Center of Excellence team here at Oracle as well. He's been working with Oracle applications and products for over 28 years and is an Oracle ACE Director alumni, the former VP of Oracle Applications User Group, and has once been designated by Forbes as one of the 50 Twitter feeds all Oracle customers should follow. Floyd is currently responsible for building the tools and best practices to help customers through their first flight along their journey with HCM Cloud applications. Floyd, it's great to have you back again here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. I'm looking forward to our discussion today, and thanks for making time to be here.
Hey, Frank, thank you all for having me. It's a delight to be back.
Great. So in today's show, Floyd and I will be talking about a hot topic for Oracle HCM Cloud customers, and that's Newsfeed UX, and specifically what's new in Release 19A. So, Floyd, you were here on the show, I think it was September 2018, to discuss what was available for Newsfeed UX in releases 18A, 18B, and what was coming in 18C. So it's great to have you back on the show to share what's new with Newsfeed UX in 19A. So let's start there. What's new in Newsfeed UX in 19A?
Wow. There's just so much. 19A was a big release for talent management. And most of the career development, goal management features were rolled out. Oracle Recruiting Cloud customers are switching over to Newsfeed UX. They have to do that as part of their uptake of enhanced talent profiles, which is another subject in and of itself. And lots of additional features coming out in compensation, payroll, time and labor. We've also added support for deep links. Heck, we even brought data extracts into the fold in 19A.
Did I hear you right? Did you say Oracle has a new user experience for HCM data extracts?
That's right. You can submit, you can monitor, and you can view your data extracts from your phone.
That's excellent.
It's pretty cool. I'm excited about it.
So, that's quite a bit of new mobile responsive functionality rolling out in 19A. Does that complete the functionality being added to Newsfeed UX?
Oh, my friend, we're not even close. 19B brings more of the data exchange tools in Newsfeed UX. You know, HCM Data Loader, HCM Spreadsheet Data Loader, they get the new mobile responsive UI treatment. We have more functionality throughout the apps modules rolling out. 19B... 19C, 19D, you'll continue to see incremental rollouts. We've got a lot of cool stuff in the pipeline.
Now, that's fantastic. That's really good news. I know our customers are really looking for Newsfeed UX, and they're really loving it. So it's really good to hear that we've got a lot more coming. So in 19A, HCM Page Configurator was replaced by HCM Experience Studio. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We took a look at what users told us about HCM Page Configurator in 18B and 18C. And we decided to respond to that feedback by providing a new user experience for the Transaction Design Studio. That's one of the components in the HCM Experience Studio. The idea is to make the Transaction Design Studio much more intuitive for users in 19A, much more point and click, and really a simpler experience in using that tool in 19A.
Okay, but there doesn't seem to be as many flows available for configuration via the Transaction Design Studio in 18C versus what's in 19A. Can you tell our listeners why that might be?
Sure. In rolling out the Transaction Design Studio, this new version of it, or this new approach to it, we wanted to be very incremental. The thinking was, let's release a small chunk of the functionality to start with, and then roll out additional functionality as we learn and we get it right. We've learned two really important things from customer feedback we've gotten about the Transaction Design Studio in 19A. First, we got the user experience right. Customers are very, very happy with the simplified approach that we've taken there and the much more intuitive user interface. Second, customers are really anxious to utilize it in more and more areas. In other words, they want those additional flows. They don't want to wait. They want them now. So that second point about give us the flows now, that's prompted us to accelerate the release of additional flows that we had planned for 19B. So we'll be backporting the manager self-service flows to 19A in the March 22nd cumulative weekly bundle because customers want that additional functionality now. So if you're not on the weekly bundle sequence and you want those additional flows in Transaction Design Studio in 19A, be sure you request the March 22nd cumulative weekly bundle. File an SR and get on that cycle and do it now.
So that's really good news. Glad to hear that. It's not too far away. So, yes, if you want to get that addition, you need to get out there, open an SR and SR that CWB. So where can our listeners go to learn more about Transaction Studio?
We have a doc we've put up on My Oracle Support. And I'll read the doc ID number out, 250-4404.1. The title of the document is Transaction Design Studio, what it is and how it works. That is the very best place to learn about Transaction Design Studio. Go to that doc. It walks you through it, walks you through all the nuances. It's wonderful. It just came out with an IT Day.
Excellent. And that's out on My Oracle Support, out on the...
Correct.
Yeah, Bottom Moss. Great. So how difficult is it to switch to New Suite UX in 19A?
It's easier than it's ever been. We seeded the required system profile options starting at 18C, so users don't have to create them anymore. They simply have to enable them. And we also seeded the person search into the default HCM search configuration in 19A. So all the rigmarole we used to have to go through about creating and enabling a new search configuration, creating a suggestion group, assigning the suggestion group to the search configuration, you don't have to do that now. It's all already seeded in there as the default. So now it's really three steps. Turn on the newsfeed homepage layout. Enable the system profile options for each chunk of functionality that you want to be mobile responsive. And then reapply any UX personalizations, customizations, and extensions that you want to carry forward.
Okay. And you had me until the third step there. Can you talk a bit more about reapplying the UX personalizations, customizations, and extensions?
Sure. Sure. That is the long pole of the tent. So good catch. Your pre-existing UX personalizations, customizations, extensions, they don't survive the switch to Newsfeed UX. So you have to reapply those that you want to carry forward. But we're really hoping you can retire most of them because of the new fields we've baked into the redesigned mobile responsive self-service pages. We have another My Oracle Support reference, doc ID 2399671.1, HCM user experience setup information, profile options, and displayed fields. That doc, in addition to walking you through the configurations that you'll need to switch to Newsfeed UX, it also lays out the fields we've baked into each of the redesigned self-service pages, and it does it on a page-by-page basis. So for each page, you get each displayed, hidden, and conditionally displayed field along with the technical information for each of those fields, as in, here's the title for it out of the box, here's the logic behind it, here's the meaning of the data that we're displaying. And we're hoping that all those data fields will allow users to retire their existing UX personalizations, customizations, and extensions. it's really part of the drive to move from customization to configuration, which in turn lowers your overall operating sustaining costs because you don't have to maintain your customizations anymore. It's simply a vanilla configuration instead. So you're moving the cost of sustaining maintenance from the customer to Oracle. So it's a big win for customers as we move from customization to configuration.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that and for the additional info on that, Floyd. Thank you. So how long are you finding that it's taking customers to switch to new suite UX?
You know, it's interesting. We see customers making the switch as quickly as 2 weeks, while customers who are taking a more complex approach can take as long as 3 months. That stretch in the schedule typically goes back to customizations, personalizations, and extensions. That time frame includes configuration and stage, testing, setup, and release and production. So it really depends on how simple your approach is going forward, how much you limit your customizations as to how long it'll take, 2 weeks to 3 months.
Okay, and I guess during that time, what's the most frequent issue customers see when they're switching to new Suite UX?
Oh, boy, that's an easy one. There's one that jumps right out, but it'll surprise you. Is coming up in a user experience discussion. Number one, far and away, issues with custom user roles. With each update of the HCM Cloud apps, we roll out new security privileges and deprecate others, depending on additions and changes in functionality. And we update the Oracle seeded user roles as part of that new release. But because we can't anticipate all the custom roles created by all our customers, it falls on each customer to update their custom user roles with each new release. Unfortunately, the community knowledge base on this, customers and partners alike, it's pretty thin. So we continually see customers raise issues that literally go away when we ask them to try again with a seeded user role rather than a custom role.
Okay, so I think that's a really, really good point, and I think that customers need to really look at their roles and make sure after every update that they've got the right roles if they do have custom roles. But our recommendation is to really kind of stay with the seeded roles. So how do you recommend that customers avoid, you know, that issue and other types of issues?
I'm going to send you right again to my Oracle support. There is a doc ID out there for custom security roles, doc ID 202-3523.1. It's called Upgrading Application Security in Oracle HCM Cloud. That doc is updated with each new release to share the new security privileges and what they do and what seeded roles are going to, along with the deprecated security privileges. The doc also walks customers through the process of adding new security privileges to their custom user roles. It walks through the process step by step. Highly recommended reading for everyone. That is probably the most important thing you can do in terms of avoiding gotchas in moving to newsfeed UX.
Great, thanks for that advice, Floyd, and for the document as well. Do you see Oracle making newsfeed UX mandatory in the future and discontinuing the classic UX?
You know, here's the thing. Mandatory, first of all, probably isn't the right word. At some point, newsfeed UX will become the default for updates and for newly provisioned customers. And it's not my place to make an official statement. So understand, this is not Oracle policy. This is Floyd talking right here. If I had to wager, I would say no sooner than release 20A, which puts us into early to mid 2020. In the meantime, though, Newsfeed UX is Oracle's strategic direction going forward. We're already starting to see new functionality roll out that only works in new CUX. The classic case of Oracle Recruiting Cloud customers must move to Newsfeed UX to take advantage of the enhanced talent profiles. That's a classic example of functionality that only works in Newsfeed UX. So the longer you wait to switch, the further you'll fall behind in terms of new feature uptake. So my advice to customers on this specific point is stop focusing on when will Oracle make me switch and start focusing on how soon can I switch so that you can keep pace with what we're doing.
Okay, that's great advice. And I think our customers, you know, I've heard a lot of great feedback about the Newsfeed UX. So, and I know a lot of customers are very excited about it. So yeah, get it into the plan, get it out there and start using it. I think that's great advice. So how can Oracle's customers reach experts if they have questions about Newsfeed UX?
You know, we're actually running a series of HCM Cloud Center of Excellence office hours on Newsfeed UX. It's open to the public. All you need is a free Oracle Cloud Customer Connect account. Anyone, Oracle employees, system integration partners, customers, can join in and ask questions. I'll be there. I host it along with some of my COE teammates, and we'll answer any and all questions concerning Newsfeed UX. We typically start out with a little snippet of specific deep dive on an aspect of Newsfeed UX that the participants there have asked us to do, and then we take questions and answers after that on anything about Newsfeed UX. If you need to find the event, sign into Customer Connect with your user account, navigate to events, click on Human Capital Management, and check the upcoming events calendar for the next session. I believe the next one is March the 25th. And that's really the very best way to get advice and to carry on the discussion that you and I are having right here. So I highly encourage customers to jump on board with those Customer Connect office hours.
And I have to say, I've attended a couple of those so far, Floyd, and I think you're doing a great job there. I think that's a great venue for our customers and a great way for them to get advice from our COE experts, including yourself. So thank you for putting that together.
Oh, golly, thank you. What a kudo.
And so any last parting thoughts for our listeners on Newsfeed UX before we end the show today?
Two thoughts, Frank. Number one, we're hearing great feedback from our customers who have made the switch, especially in terms of those customers who have rolled out mobile. User enthusiasm and productivity are way up due to their ability to use their phones to work anytime, anywhere. And second, as I said earlier, we're starting to see new functionality roll out that only works with Newsfeed UX. So the longer you wait to switch, the further behind you fall on the innovation curve. So the real question you should be asking yourself is not when will Oracle compel me to switch, but why haven't I done the switch already? How soon can I get it done? If customers don't walk away with anything else from this podcast, or listeners don't walk away with anything else, walk away with those two points in mind. How soon can I get there? And my users are going to love it, especially if I roll it out mobile.
Great. Thanks, Floyd. I really appreciate that. And thank you for another informative discussion today. You always provide excellent tips and advice for listeners. I'm certainly appreciate you sharing your expertise about Newsfeed UX and what's new in 19A. I hope you always...
Well, Frank, thanks for having me, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Always. And I hope you know you're always welcome to join us again on HCM Cloud Talk Radio to talk about anything else that's coming up with Newsfeed UX. So hope you come back and join us again. It would be a pleasure to have you back on the show.
I promise I will be back. And we'll be doing those updates on a quarterly basis. And I got to tell you, I really enjoy it. Thanks for having me, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Floyd. And if you'd like to learn more about Newsfeed UX and what's new in 19A, please visit my Oracle support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following documentation, as Floyd mentioned earlier. Transaction Design Studio, what it is and how it works, and that's doc ID 250-440-4.1. HCM responsive user experience setup information, profile options and display fields, and that's doc ID 239-967-1.1. Upgrading application security in Oracle HCM Cloud, and that's doc ID 202-352-3.1. You can also visit the Oracle Cloud Readiness webpage by going to docs.oracle.com and click on Cloud, then Applications, then Global Human Resources, and finally the link titled Review New Features. Under the heading Learn What's New, and you can see what's new in Oracle Global Human Resources Cloud. With regards to our show today, we would like to point you to the document Redesign User Experience on Oracle Cloud Help Center, and you can get to this document by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/(U)(E)(c)(V)(y). And once there, you'll be able to see what's new in Release 19A with regards to the redesigned pages, which are both responsive and easy to use on any device with a modern look and conversational language. These redesigned pages are all part of the redesigned cloud user experience. So please check out these documents today. In case you have any questions or comments about the show today, you can always reach out to us by sending an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can also send us ideas or topics for future HCM Cloud Talk Radio shows to that email address, and we always love to hear from our listeners, so drop us a note. This concludes our show today. Thank you for joining Floyd and I to learn about Newsfeed UX and what's new in 19A. We hope you enjoyed the show and found it informative and helpful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.